97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A bat has tested positive for rabies in Adams County. The Health and Human Services Division of Public Health in Adams County confirmed the positive rabies test in a brown bat found in the area. County officials say this is the first confirmed case to come through the department in years. They're using this incident as a good reminder to keep pets up to date on their rabies vaccinations to protect both the animals and their owners. Rabies is preventable when exposures are addressed quickly. Officials are reminding everyone that you should never handle bats with bare hands and report unusual wildlife behavior to the appropriate authorities. A 78-year-old woman has died after suffering serious injuries in a car crash last Friday. Mary Hall died on Monday from injuries sustained in the crash. It happened a little after 3 p.m. on May 15th in the town of Plover on State Highway 54. According to a press release from the Portage County Sheriff's Office, the vehicle Mary was riding in was traveling westbound on the highway. An eastbound vehicle failed to yield while attempting to turn left onto Pierce Avenue. Both vehicles ended up in the ditch after the collision. Mary Hall and the driver of the vehicle, 79-year-old Robert Hall, were both injured and transported to the hospital. 81-year-old Alan Worth and his passenger, 70-year-old Robin Worth, were not injured. The crash remains under investigation. Mayor Matt Zacher is seeking city residents interested in serving on the McMillan Memorial Library Board. The term begins July 1, 2026, and runs for 3 years. Applications must be submitted to the mayor's office by 8 a.m. June 2 for consideration by the Common Council. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new trade agreement between the U.S. and China could bring relief to Wisconsin farmers who rely heavily on exports. Under the deal, China is expected to purchase large amounts of American agricultural products over the next few years. Soybean growers say they've been selling about half as much to China due to past tariffs, and any increase would be a big help. Ginseng producers say most of their crop still goes to China, but they're also exploring new markets. Some details of the deal, including how much each product benefits, are still unclear. The Republican candidate for governor says he supports an FBI investigation into the 2020 election. Speaking at an event Monday, Congressman Tom Tiffany said the probe should continue to determine if there were any problems, and if so, charges should be filed. Multiple reviews, recounts, and court rulings have already confirmed Biden's win in Wisconsin. Tiffany has previously voted to challenge election results in other states and said there were improprieties in 2020. He also says more changes are needed to improve election integrity. And a pair of Wisconsin students are heading to Washington, D.C. for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Cromrie Middle School's Arnav Vempati earned a spot in the national competition after finishing second in the Badger State Spelling Bee. He is reportedly the first student from the Middleton Cross Plains School District to take part in the event. Vempati will be joined by Ethan Robert, an eighth grader from New Berlin Eisenhower, who won March's state competition. The National Spelling Bee starts next Tuesday at DAR Constitution Hall near the White House. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A chance for a sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at Wrigley Field, Game 3 of the Brewers and Cubs. The Crew won again last night, 5-2. Jake Bowers with two hits and an RBI. Garrett Mitchell driving in a run. Bryce Turang, a two-run homer in the eighth. And the Brewers starting pitcher, Jake Mizorowski, striking out 8 batters and said he was inspired by his teammates.
I saw the guys on the other side doing their job, so it was one of those things that I got to figure out my stuff and do my job on my side.
So the Brewers are now in first place, a half game ahead of Chicago, while the Cubs have now lost 4 in a row. What's their level of concern?
Well, we got 115 to go, and so you know, they beat us the first two games. They beat us for sure, flat out. We got to come out and try to salvage a game.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny, warmer, and not windy today. Our high in the low to mid-60s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, low to mid-60s. And we're actually headed into a really nice Memorial Day weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.